You know, we had Jody Latina News 8 on talking about that new poll saying that, you know, who might be the next governor.
Yeah.
And it had Lamont up by, like, just over 10 points.
Yeah.
I think it was plus or minus 3 in terms of margin of error. Well, what does Bob Stefanowski think of that poll? Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. What a lead-in.
I never tell him what I'm going to ask him as the first question.
He's like, yet he still calls in.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah. At least you put my commercial before you asked me that question.
That's right.
That was cool, see?
Good to talk to you guys. Listen, these polls, you know what I told my guys? I said, if the New Haven Register comes out with a poll tomorrow showing me up 12 points, don't believe it. If they show me down 12 points, don't believe it. Polls are a snapshot. This same firm had me down, I think, 7 points the day before the election last time around, and we won by 50,000, or we lost by 40,000 votes. So I'm not spinning here. I really don't worry about it. Our polls show us within the margin of error. There's a couple interesting things about that poll, though. Is if you believe Governor Lamont has done a terrific job, you still have over 50% of the state not wanting to reelect him. I mean, he got a 48% approval rating.
That's weird.
In that vote. So if things are so great, why do we have more than half of the people in Connecticut not wanting him to return?
Right.
That's weird. Both of you guys came up with really high unfavorable numbers.
Yeah, well, you know, he's been spending, can you imagine this? Imagine if this were AJ. Somebody goes on air and spends, he's literally spending $500,000 a week on TV on ads attacking me.
Right.
$500,000 a week, and he's been doing it for 8 weeks. So, you know, we saved a lot of our money till after Labor Day because people really start to focus on the governor election after Labor Day. So we got to start hitting them. I don't like to do it. I wish I didn't have to do it in politics.
Yeah.
We're also going to do a TV ad coming up that accentuates my positives. So, listen, I'm being honest with you guys. What are my positives? My positives are I've actually run a big organization. I ran divisions of GE with 10, 15,000 people. Governor Lamont, I mean, he's a nice guy, but he ran a 500-person cable company. And you can't go from running a 500-person operation and putting him in charge of an organization, the state of Connecticut, that has a $24 billion budget and 50,000 employees. And that's not an indictment on Governor Lamont, but it's just a different skill set.
All right, but give me an example, because we've had 4 years looking at him. Give us a couple of examples of proof as to why he's not qualified to run the state.
Oh, my God. I mean, look at the Port Authority, right? You know, the state pier was supposed to cost $70 million, right? It's a three-way partnership between Eversource, Orsted, and the state of Connecticut. It was supposed to cost $70 million. Now it's costing close to $300 million, right? So we all sat down. We all said this was going to cost $70 million. It was going to be a three-way partnership. Now it's $300 million. You guys want to guess who's picking up the entire overrun of $230 million? The taxpayers of Connecticut, of course they are. Now, if I were governor, I would have sat down Orsted, and I would have sat down with Eversource, and I would have said, listen, guys, we've got a problem here, and the state of Connecticut is not going to take 100% of this problem. So you need somebody who's going to be tough. You need someone who's going to negotiate. You need someone who knows how to do it, and I've been doing it for 30 years. It's just a different skill set. Let me give one more. I mean, we had people drinking at the state capitol. There was a woman, happened to be a Democrat, impaired under alcohol, testified on the floor of the state legislature. Jimmy Kimmel, I can never stay up late enough to watch him, but he made fun of us, made fun of the state of Connecticut on a video. And it gets to Governor Lamont. What does he say? He says, well, if it helps me get my vote, I'll look the other way. Now I assume he's kidding. But leadership is, you say, this person's out of here. There's no more alcohol in the state capitol. I'm not going to stand for it. So I hate to get agitated, but what the state of Connecticut is dying for right now is leadership, someone who's going to make tough decisions, someone who's done it before. And that's why I'm convinced, forget this poll. I'm convinced we're going to win this election. I really am, Chess.
That's the maddest I've heard you sound.
That's awesome.
Well, you know, because I'm out in the field, and these polls are wrong. I've got Democrats running up to me saying, why does Governor Lamont, want transgender males to compete against my daughter, who's been, you know, practicing swimming for 15 years. She's about to go to the nationals, and she gets bumped out of it. And, you know, this is not anti-transgender athletes. They should have a forum to compete in as well. But why in the world are we having boys compete against girls in high school sports? It's not safe for the girls. What about field hockey or ice hockey? It's not safe, and it's not fair. So I can't wait to be in. I can't wait to have you guys over to the governor's mansion for dinner. We're going to turn this state around. We are absolutely going to do it. So forget this poll.
Okay, it's forgotten.
Okay. You just scared me into forgetting it.
It's forgotten.
No,
good for you.
It's just not fair.
What was that? We were on vacation. Yeah. What was that Bob Stefanowski's on? What was that Parents' Bill of Rights thing?
So Parents' Bill of Rights, I mean, you know, Governor Lamont calls it extreme. This is not extreme stuff. This is, you know, not allowing – this is about putting power back with the parents to raise their kids how they see fit and having schools go back to teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic. And a lot of the Democrats across the country, they're advocating that you teach sex education to kindergartners. These kids can't even tie their shoes yet. They can't understand and talk about these kind of topics like gender ID. So it's about having topics like that be talked about at the kitchen table. You as a parent should be able to decide when, how, and where you want to talk to your kids about these topics and giving parents back the right to raise their kids.
Some parent was telling me that her kid was going into school, and then they were talking about the different clubs you can join.
Okay.
And one of the clubs was Transformers.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it's not about the movie.
Right, yeah, no.
It's not about the toy.
Yeah.
I'm like, why don't you leave that to us?
Yeah.
Well, and jeez, you need weird. Kids to be tolerant. You need to be aware.
I do want
to
say, I know I don't know anything, all right? So leave me alone.
I know less, but, you know.
Don't drag me into this fight. It's just my opinion.
Yeah.
And I'm entitled to it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure you saw the assistant principal in Cobb, Greenwich, come out and say he doesn't hire teachers that are Roman Catholic because he doesn't like their values. He doesn't hire teachers that are over 30 because he can't change their mind. He likes to hire Democrats because he likes their values. Teachers shouldn't be making these decisions. Teachers should be teaching metal shop and woodworking and algebra and calculus, which I never understood. I don't know about you guys.
I still didn't. I dropped it.
You know, I'm sorry to get agitated, but it's crazy what's going on in this state, and that's why I have to win. I want to win. I mean, I've got a bit of an ego. No one who runs for office doesn't have an ego, but I got to win for the people of Connecticut. People are struggling out there. We haven't even talked about affordability. I mean, there's so much going wrong with this state, and it's fixable.
Don't you think that's the main – so that poll, I think, showed economy was number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's gas prices. People are about to fill their oil tanks. I'm hearing a lot of stories of people that they're only half filling their oil tanks. I mean, what if we have a cold winter? It's about the price of a gallon of milk. Utility bills. We've got the highest utility bills in the country. We've got the second highest taxes in the country. It's amazing what's going on.
With the poll, it showed the economy's the number one motivator for how people are going to vote. And then you're saying all these things, and, you know, I don't look it all up, but I believe you, and it's not easy, and you talk to people, and they're like, everything's expensive. Are you scratching your head, like, how come I'm now out in front by, like, 20 points?
A little bit, but Governor Lamont's lying, and I don't say that casually about a sitting governor, but he's lying. He hasn't cut taxes. I mean, he talks about how he cut taxes this year by $600 million. He neglects that he raised taxes by $2 billion in his first year in office. So you got to look at his total track record. He added a 1% tax on food. Everything you buy on the Internet is now taxed.
I know a senior citizen whose property taxes went from $6,000 to $9,000.
Oh, damn.
So when he hears the governor saying, I reduced property taxes, he gets in a rage.
Oh, I would.
Well, you know what? I think it's going to backfire. I'm not trying to give Governor Lamont campaign advice because apparently he's winning. But, you know, people are not feeling it. So when you go
wait a minute. You said don't pay attention to the polls.
Well, apparently to that bogus poll. But
okay. Very good.
But, listen, I'll be honest, Jess. Our polling has it within the margin of error. We're either up plus three or minus three. And in 2018, I remember you calling me one day about Trump. You said, you know, you got to disavow Trump or you're going to lose. We were down 15 points at this point in the cycle 4 years ago. So we're infinitely better. But to your point,
I think you had Trump going against you last time because people were motivated to vote against him or anything that seemed like him or anything that was like potentially
associated.
Near that umbrella, not just under it, but near it.
Right.
And Connecticut, it didn't help. I'll tell you what's going to help us this time around. That was President Biden. He won Connecticut by 20 points when he ran. Now his unfavorables are 10 points higher than his favorables. So more people. This is a president that won Connecticut by 20 points, and now more people dislike him in Connecticut than like him. That's going to help us a lot.
Good. It's funny though. I think as we get closer, the numbers tighten, but the undecided seem to go with the person who's already in office because they're afraid to make a change. With the economy the way it is, that might not be the case this time around. Anyway, you know, I just want to say for the record, you know, we would invite Governor Lamont on.
You should.
He spends a ton of money on TV, nothing on radio. I'm like, all right, if you don't think this is important, then come on.
Whatever.
Well, let me ask you this. When can we get we should commit to a debate. You think you can get him to commit to one on your show?
You know. We did that. Remember the last time? It was the day before.
Right.
It was the Monday before Election Day.
Yep.
And we've done that for like the last, I don't know, three or four gubernatorial cycles.
Forget the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. You tell him I'm in. If he ever calls you again, tell him I'm in. Whatever. Any day, any time, any place, I'm in.
Nice.
I saw something on Instagram where you were talking about growing up. You didn't grow up rich. You grew up in a small place.
Oh, yeah. I grew up at Dixwell Avenue, Pond Street. And this will sound like a sob story, but we moved from New Haven to North Haven.
Hold on. And wait, let me give it some music.
He wants proper background, ambiance.
Oh, yeah. Get some sappy music here.
He knows.
All right. You ready? All right. Go ahead.
Yeah. It was 1962. A cold winter morning in New Haven, Connecticut, St. Raphael's Hospital. Bob Stefanowski was brought into the world. His parents decided to move to North Haven. The schools were better. It was safer. Shouldn't have been that way. Bob wanted to stay with his friends. He lived in a three-family house in New Haven. His grandparents lived on the floor above him. He hated to leave. But he moved to North Haven because his dad thought the schools were better. And this is actually true. He moved. He had three sisters. He moved them into a two-family house, and his bedroom was a walk-in closet with a window.
What?
True story.
A walk-in closet window. At least he had a window.
Yeah.
Well,
as I got older, as I got taller, I had to curl up my feet in the bed because it wasn't 6 feet long.
They had to go out the window.
Is that a true story?
Everything I just said is absolutely true. So listen, I'm a product of Connecticut. More people should have the opportunity I have. I get some grief, you're a rich white guy who put a ton of money into his campaign. I'm not embarrassed about that. More people should have the opportunity. I had great schools in North Haven. I got a great family. I got a great wife. I've been successful. That's why I'm running. More people should have that opportunity. They shouldn't be embarrassed about being successful. I'm really on a roll today, aren't I? I must have got up on the wrong side of the bed.
Now you sound great. Get up on that side every day.
You're not in the closet anymore.
Yeah. But, I'm just frustrated, Ted.
We're having you on, and, you and I are friends, and we've gone out socially, and, I'm rooting for you. I just want people to know, I'm not telling people how to vote.
No.
This is my friend.
Right.
I wish him the best.
Of course.
Everyone does what they want.
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to be able to talk to people. I mean, the tribe, I love the tribe. I would imagine I do pretty well with the tribe, but it's always good to give them an update. We got a much broader policy this time around. I think you got to ask your question, the Ronald Reagan question, do you think you're better off than you were 4 years ago? And if you honestly think it's safer than when Governor Lamont came into office, and you honestly think it's more affordable, and you honestly think parents have more say in how they raise their kids than they did 4 years ago, then vote for them. I ask myself those questions. I don't think any of them are true, and it's time to give somebody else a chance to change it.
Economy was number one. I think crime was in there, low. What was number two? Does anyone remember number two?
No. Number two.
Roe v. Wade, abortion, maybe?
Yeah, maybe it was
possibly.
That.
Yeah.
Maybe it was that. And you're on the right, not the right side, but you're on whatever. And Lamont are on the same side on that one.
It's another area he's lying about. Listen, I came out And I said, well, as you know, well, you may not, Roe v. Wade is codified in Connecticut state law. It's part of our law. It's part of our Constitution. It guarantees a woman's right to choose. So regardless of my personal views on abortion, I am going to enforce that law. And I am not going to take away a woman's right to choose. They're going to have it under me. I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to maintain it. Governor Lamont is running. He's holding a press conference today where he's going to put Susan Bicewicz up there to tell everybody they should be worried if they elect me that I'm going to take away a woman's right to choose. I don't know how many times I can say it. I'm not. I'm pro-choice. You know, that's the way it is.
I just want to say politicians do that because it works. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of people believe it. Yeah. They see it on TV, and they haven't had the opportunity to hear me. And they say, oh, it must be true. So we're going to be out there the next 57 days, and we're going to get our message out.
Good.
This is going to be a plus, minus, or plus two race. Whoever wins, it's going to be by 2 to 3 points.
I got to go, but we're getting a lot of calls here. One was Department of Corrections need new buildings. I think you've addressed that. And then the other one, well, the first two that came in, Joe from Brantford, police accountability.
Reverse it. We got to get qualified immunity back to officers. These men and women are putting their lives on the line for us every day. Crime is out of control. If an officer does something bad, he or she needs to be held accountable. But for the 99% that are putting their lives on the line for us, we owe them our respect, our support. This governor's been weak on crime, and I'm going to refill the ranks of police department.
Nice.
All right. All right, Bob, go back to bed in your walk-in closet.
Tuck your feet in.
Good hearing your voice.
Yeah, man.
I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right, thank you. Good. Bob Stefanski wants to be your governor. Boy, you're mad.
Well,
I didn't want to tell him that you're wearing Phil's underwears.
Yeah, no. It wasn't the time.
I just don't know.
It wasn't the time or place.
It was not the time.
Right, but he would say it's your choice. He wants
it. That's right.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.